For the purposes of this videotape, we should say that ATA is the American Tennis Association.
Yes.
Okay. And that was the African American Tennis Association, started back in the 20s, I think.
Right.
To give black people a chance to learn and play and compete in
they
tennis.
They weren't allowed to play in the USTA tournaments, so they formed their own association. Yeah. And Althea Gibson, Arthur Ashe, all these, mm-hmm. Azina Garrison, all these guys came up through that. It helped tremendously. Gave us a lot of exposure.
And I don't think the community, even though they knew that there was something special going on at the time, you know, with the McGregor Park, you know, the junior program, I think as it advanced and people, you know, Lori and Zena started playing, you know, and then getting a little pub in the newspaper, and like I think it was Meg said, you know, John being seen on television at Wimbledon, then I'm saying, hey, you know, they came from the public parks of Houston, Texas, Memorial Park. I think then the community began to have a paradigm shift that, hey, maybe I can get my kid in there, and maybe that some of that will rub off, you know, on them. When John was just trying to make better people, you know, I think the community, once Zena and Lori got rolling and started to get some publicity, they began to really appreciate what was going on at the park. Only after, you know, some of the bigger stuff. Because at first, you know, people were calling, oh, you had those kids running in the morning, and you had those kids running in the evening. How crazy out there.